This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Vegas report. Jeff, it happened again, reports Fox News. Woman hits $12.1 million jackpot at Excalibur Las Vegas. The fourth time this year someone has hit the jackpot. Does this happen all the time, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. No, it does not happen all the time. And we know this because it seems that the casinos and Vegas itself, the Chamber of Commerce, all those types, get this information out as soon as they can because it's bait. It brings more people to Vegas. You know, it fills their head with dreams. Hey, if somebody else won $12.1 million, so can I. And that's the dream that Vegas was built on, the promise. And it's pretty successful. And you walk into Vegas casinos, some of them have photos up of winners. They have signs up. And certainly they're playing it up on billboards throughout the town. So it is unusual. That's why it's getting all the news. But it's something that Vegas and the casinos love to tout.
What do they do? Do they just they give you a suitcase of cash? What happens?
Well, one of the things that happens right away is there's an IRS man or woman at every casino who's there to handle the big payoffs, whether it's, you know, anything over $5,000, I think they get involved with. But they're right there to say, look, here's how much we want to take out in taxes right now. Be advised that later on you're going to have to probably pay more taxes or you could be assessed more in taxes later. But here's the chunk you can go home with. And, of course, they wire it to a bank or an account. I don't know anybody who's ever walked out of any of these casinos with that kind of cash. It seems like it would be kind of dangerous. But I know in the old days you had people walk out with rather large amounts, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions. And sometimes they would get boosted, robbed, you know, on the way to airports or banks or strip clubs. Those things happen in Vegas. They happen in Atlantic City. But nowadays, most everything is taken care of with electronically. But again, those payoffs don't happen until Uncle Sam steps in and says, I want my cut first.
So Uncle Sam was a winner, too. Yeah, sure. Vegas.
Oh,
yeah. Uncle Sam is happy for people to gamble because he gets a piece of the action. Good for Uncle Sam. Now, Jeff, the big thing is the Formula One. And I looked up ticket prices. And you assure me that $1,500 can get me somewhere, anywhere in Vegas and during the race. That's what it says. But you don't think that's those are good seats. You think that's like the bleachers.
I think you're right. I think this is going to be something on the back stretch around the corner or a place where there isn't a lot of speed or action. But who knows? Maybe somebody got rid of a block of tickets. They're just trying to break even. But most of the ticket prices I've heard just go up, you know, from several thousand dollars up into tens of thousands of dollars, depending on where you're located. And of course, some of those blocks are owned by hotels. So you not only have to pay for your race ticket, but you have to pay a rather high price for your hotel room. But what it is this is about people with money coming into town who are happy to do it for this one big chance or because they're big Formula One followers.
Yes, there's a picture. You just go to Formula One. And they show you a picture of the track that they've built, right? This is an all-new track. That there's a long straightaway. I don't know these hotels, but they all look very fancy. And then there's a couple of sharp turns, really sharp turns, which I think is the exciting part of Formula One. But
you're right.
But there's something foreboding. I read that there's a strike. When, Jeff?
Well, we could have a strike as early as the 10th, which puts it out about a week ahead of the actual race itself. And if you were to have a strike that's going to take 35,000 hospitality workers out of the hotels, that's going to be a major problem. And that's going to be a problem for Vegas in the future as they bid on getting future Formula One races. If they think that every time they bring an event to town, that this is going to loom over them and there'll be a potential for, you know, bad hotel situations, then they may not consider coming. They may consider not coming back again. Puts a number of the hotels in a difficult position because these unions are now leveraging the Formula One race against them in collective bargaining. It's going to be very tough for the hotels. I honestly don't think they're going to turn out. It's going to turn out well for them. I think the union is going to prevail in a big way.
Track facts. This is to get everybody excited about Formula One. 17 corners, 3 straightaways. And something called a DRS zone. That sounds like danger. Estimated top speed, 212 miles per hour. That's on the straightaways. and circuit length 3.8 miles. Plus, they've got some bleachers laid across some of it. It looks really cool, Jeff. It's like they've transformed the city.
They really have. I've been there several times as they've been building it up, and to see how quickly it's changed over that time is remarkable. I know there are some Vegas folks and some tourists that were unhappy with some of the sidewalks and some of the special features being, blocked, obscured, whatever you want to call it, by bleachers and other temporary buildings. Two in particular, the Bellagio fountains, which are world famous, these giant dancing waters fountains that shoot water, time with music, lit up at night, just really beautiful. People actually come from different parts of the world to see it. It's so spectacular. That's all blocked off. The canals that go through the Venetian Hotel was famous because they built it around the theme of Venice and gondolas. They've all been drained. And there are a number of places where people normally can transit to from different hotels or casinos to others, and that's blocked off. So there's a lot of grumbling. Of course there is with anything like this, but I think it's going to turn out to be a pretty spectacular show. And I think when people finally see these cars that are essentially rocket sleds on wheels humming down the strip at maybe 200 or so miles an hour, I think it's going to change a lot of minds. I've driven the course itself or major parts of the course, and those turns, as you point out, do add to the spectacle. They make it very exciting. That's where the real skills come into the drivers. They slow down from that 200 miles an hour. They have to make these hairpin turns, all the while bunched up with other, these other rocket sleds. It's really fascinating. I'm not a big car guy, but I've watched several Formula One and Grand Prix races, and it's very exciting, even though you only see a very small segment when you're along a 3.5 or 3.8 mile course, because they move past you. But it's that building sense of excitement, the sound, the smell, and of course the crowd, the roar of the crowd. So it's a very interesting event.
Celebrity time. I read that Katy Perry's final concert was attended by Celine Dion and the Markles. No, excuse me, the Harrys. What are they called? We call them the Sussexes.
Yeah, she ended her Vegas residency. I've had friends who attended her show. I'm not a big Katy Perry fan, but they said it was spectacular. It was, it's all the idea of rock and roll and big pop music combined with Vegas, very over-the-top show and a lot of fun. But this one drew a lot of famous people. So, as you point out, Celine Dion, probably one of the people, she probably is considered the one that passed the torch to Katy Perry in many ways. You have Harry and Meghan that were there, Cameron Diaz and Orlando Bloom. It was a who's who of West Coast celebrities, of course, because they can get there. And it looked like it was a lot of fun, but this is just one more big public event that the Sussex has been to. I don't know if it's to rehabilitate their image, to launch Meghan Markle's relaunch her career, or just because they like to get out and go to big shows.
Boy, are they always, they're always in the news. But going to Las Vegas is cool. So, okay, good for them. Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch has this subset now called Vegas Report. Ever since Jeff told me about the M1 race, the Formula One race coming, I've been fascinated with the idea that a city can transform itself. Jeff, it's almost like they press a button and it turns into whatever they want it to, and then they turn it back.
Yeah, and with all the transformations that Vegas is going through or has gone through to host professional sports teams or to host big events like the upcoming Super Bowl, it is like that. They've been able to do it. And I think that's one of the things that's going to make Vegas even more attractive to other big events, because they see how they can handle something that's, Formula One is arguably one of the two or three biggest sports in the world, and they'll have millions of eyes on it. So this is going to be a good opportunity for Vegas, and as well as a good opportunity for people who look for event sites. There's been even some talk about the fact, because World Cup, which is the biggest thing in the world for soccer, would move from LA, where they're having problems with the stadium, to Vegas. And if they score that, then, all bets are off. Vegas is the top sports capital, is the sports capital of the world.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.